On today's Moment of Science, we once again look into the science crystal ball. Let's turn this thing on. There we go. And now behold, the Earth, 200 million years ago.
I see a large land mass, lots of ocean, and that's it. Where's the rest of the land?
It's still there. See, hundreds of millions of years ago, the continents were joined together in a supercontinent that scientists called Pangaea. It means all lands in Greek.
Wow. It stretches all the way from the north to the south pole. But that's not the way the Earth looks now, obviously. So what happened?
Continental drift. As you know, the Earth's crust is always on the move. Over millions of years, Pangaea broke apart.
But if continental and oceanic crust are still drifting, the Earth won't always look like it does now. I wonder how it will look in another 100 million years.
Let's find out. Crystal ball, do your thing.
Something's coming in. There it is. Hey, the Atlantic Ocean is a lot bigger and the Pacific is smaller. And where's the Mediterranean Sea? It's gone. And Africa and Europe are connected. I can see that India's pushed its way up into southern Asia, meaning that the Himalayan mountains have been pushed up even taller than they already were. And look over there. Los Angeles has migrated north and bumped into San Francisco.
Yep, just as scientists have predicted. Too bad we won't be around to see it.
But we already have, thanks to the science crystal ball.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Robert Winch in Geological Sciences. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.